Davidson. Hello, Mr. Davidson. Yes, just a moment for the president. Davidson on the line for the president.
All right, thank you.
I hear about how tired you are.
Well, of course they are.
The days when I knew you, you sat on the floor at midnight and wrote briefs for the Supreme Court all night long, never got tired.
Well, I'm a little younger now, I can't do it.
We don't know much about this fella Corominis. We're trying to look into that. The rest of this thing looks like it's all right.
Well, that was just a confession on his part to us.
We'll look into it, and if it's the kind of concession we would like, well and good. If not, we'll try to get him to give us another concession.
Yes, sir, that's right.
Now, the question is, before we get any more women raped or boys shot in the back or radio towers knocked down, how do we get this wrapped up?
All right, well, here's what we suggest. Number one, he will get his trusted man, General Rafael Fernandez, available at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning at the San Juan International Airport.
Why not 6 p.m. tonight?
He's got to have a few hours of talking with him, and he's also got to talk with the colonel over across the water. So 6 a.m. And I talked with Mac Bundy about airplane transportation and safe conduct for the colonel.
That'll be done. We've authorized that.
Now, and we'll have to find out just how the colonel gets in touch with the plane and the pilot there. I don't have to take your time on that.
He'll do that. I just think you need the commanding officer to go out there and identify himself. Commanding officer will have craft ready.
Why doesn't he go to Ramey Air Force Base?
Because there just isn't enough time.
All right.
Ramey's quite a ways away from here, and JB wants some hours of conversation with him. Could it be done through the San Juan International?
Oh, yes, yes, sure. Can.
We just been to ask Bob to see what he wants to plane in San Juan. Ramey's too far away yet. And how do we plane? I just tell him to go to the manager of the San Juan Airport, man in charge, and at 6 a.m., and his craft will be there waiting and be instructed to take his identification.
And they're very much afraid of General Fernandez's safety on the other side.
why don't you put him in Harry's hands?
All right, I haven't introduced Harry into this scene at all.
Well, if you think it helps, not only if it helps.
Well, I'm a little afraid.
All right, then don't.
So let's try to do it direct the other way.
All right.
Now, the second thing is, if that works out all right, if the colonel over there says, okay, count me out, you know, which is what this amounts to, then the next thing is that J.B. would get in touch with Guzman and try to persuade him to accept the top job.
Yep.
That's number two. If that works, then I would suggest that we'd be in a position to get in touch with you and suggest that you get out that statement if it's all right with you.
We have one change.
What is that?
All available assistance.
Okay, that's fine. That's great. And then the next step, and following that statement, would be for somebody to talk with the OAS five-man committee. I would hope that that could be done on a sort of a NEDAX basis, and I would hope that Frank could do it. It ought to take long. In other words, we can't have them debated, so we're offering them an opportunity to get their names in the history books.
I think Tom Mann probably talking language they can understand.
Well, I think maybe just Mac would do it.
There's a Tom problem, Mr. President.
Yes, sir.
Come back to.
Yes, there is, very definitely. And then, meanwhile, at the same time that this OAS thing is going on, I would suggest that we do some hard talking with Guzman ourselves. In a way, I don't know what the machinery of that would be, and it's something that we could work out. And maybe Mac could do that at the same time that he's over there.
Yeah, we need to pitch in on that side.
Yes, because we want to make sure that there's completely understands it, that there's no hitch. Now the final thing is Balaguer. And J.B. here is exploring the possibility that we might be able to get Balaguer to come down here and have a hard talk with him. And I don't know. I think we've got to work into that a little more.
Our people think we've been in touch with him in and out through this thing. We ought to say to him that he's gonna get a telephone call. We hope he'll go through with it.
Could we offer him transportation down here?
Yes.
Now, J.B. thinks that there ought not to be any conversation with Balaguer until we're sure about Camaño and sure about Guzman.
Right.
And that it's right at that juncture that in fact we've got to do a lot of things more or less simultaneously. That is to say, the Balaguer job and the OAS job and the talk on our part with Guzman.
I gather that he's not as confident in the colonel as he was yesterday.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. He's just been talking to me about how obedient the colonel is. He's a little worried about whether Guzman will take it. But that may be because Guzman is his number two choice, not his number one choice, as you know. But he's a pioneer, and I think he'll do a faithful job. And it may be that there'll be an opportunity for us to pitch in there somewhere with Guzman.
No question.
But he's still talking confidently about the colonel, which surprises me because it seems to me that even if the colonel's willing to go along on this, some of those other guys are going to
exactly
do it.
What we've known and thought all the time.
Yes, sir, but this is, I'm sure that this is the way to try it.
Yep.
Make a good hard try and see if it works.
Indeed.
Does he, what does he have for the colonel?
The fellow who's going over there?
What, no. The one that he's going to see, has he got the, got some Lanny app for him?
No, this is one of those great big poetic things. And it should be kept on that basis. That is, say, this is his son. He says, in fact, his son. And
he's going to make him ambassador or put him in charge of the party?
They're going to do that, yes, sir. You're talking about putting him in charge of the party and getting him some more education and all that kind of stuff. And that he's thinking about grooming him to run for the presidency one of these years. He thinks he'll make a great president, but he needs more training.
And this group serves until the election under the Constitution, which is 67?
The election is November 66, and it takes office in 67.
November, did you say?
The election is December 20, 1966, and it takes office sometime in February, I think it's the 20th.
Now, what's the modus operandi of election? The same council that elected the colonel? How do you elect Guzman?
Well, they'd have to reconvene the legislature.
And
he didn't have any problem about that.
And they would go along with Guzman as well as they would with the colonel?
Yeah, they go along with anybody. That apparently doesn't worry him at all.
Tell him that you get recipe there, secret and all that, bring it back.
Yeah,
all right, back. I go ahead with what you want.
I don't think I mentioned to you this morning that some of our estimators think that a key element for Balaguer, and to a less extent for other neutrals, would be some interim form of election before the December thing. Now, this is one of those constitutional points that you don't care about and I don't care about, but it may turn out that Mr. B and Mr. B care about very, very much. And I don't think we can do much about that now, but you ought to be alert to it.
As a matter of fact, Harry and I talked about that. Harry thinks that it is extremely important for political stability, and I have a feeling that he's right. But that is not something, in my opinion, to be taken up now.
Right.
It's something to be taken up with the new president.
Yeah, I think that's sound. But I think it may come up between Balaguer and Bosch.
Yeah. Well,
cross that bridge when we get to it, just so you know it's there.
Yes, sir. I've been aware of it. And I talked about it in a very tentative and roundabout way, and his reaction is quite adverse.
Yeah, I was afraid.
Yeah.
Now then, the question is, you don't think you can get the job done by telephone with Balaguer?
He was doubtful about it. I myself believe it might be much better to do it that way. I don't like the idea of these two fellas having a meeting.
I don't either. I think it shows that the kings are meeting and settling things, and it could really put the fat in the fire.
Well, there's also the problem they have too much opportunity to
find
talk, and I'm against that. I think
I'd try to get him in the room where I can call him, and what we'd like to say to Balaguer is we think you're going to get a call, and we hope that you do it.
Yeah. Well, let me try to check that out with him.
That's the matter for tomorrow, anyway, if I'm right. This is a third stage affair.
That's right. Stage number three. That's right. But I'll try to push it so that on the Balaguer matter, number one, he does his work by telephone, and number two, he goes along with our telephoning him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Now then, let's recapitulate. The colonel is supposed to go in the morning.
6 a.m.
Morning.
6 a.m., yes, sir.
All right. And if he says okay, then the next...